It's time for us to get to the Daily Dust.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Director Christopher Nolan has banned UGG boots from his film sets, including The Odyssey.
The funny thing is, you can be on a set where you've got, you know, a guy holding a microphone, you've got a giant camera, you've got crew everywhere, but something like that can actually weirdly take you out.
Okay.
And for me, I think that's always been something where, you know, it's like if someone's eating a bag of chips off camera or something, you know, there's certain things to just remind you you're in the real world as opposed to the world we're trying to create for the actors. I want to stay in the moment.
Yeah, he wants to stay in the fantasy. It's kind of like the Starbucks cup on the set of Game of Thrones in the movie or in the show. Yeah, the director didn't like that. The Odyssey earned $124.5 million domestically in its opening weekend. Lionsgate updated the iconic La La Land poster for the film's 10th anniversary by digitally straightening Ryan Gosling's famously bent wrist. I don't think I ever noticed or knew this. The actor previously joked that the pose dubbed the La La Hand looked awkward and killed the energy. Agree to disagree. Conan O'Brien's new hairstyle that I told you about yesterday, I think, has a surprisingly painful backstory, and it has to do with his attendance at President Obama's new presidential center in Chicago.
This sun just went blasted right through my hair. And it roasted my scalp. And someone said, to treat this, you've got to rub oil into it. So this morning, I rubbed oil into it, not thinking about the podcast. And then I come in and I look like I'm in Sha-na-na.
It's like the perfect explanation. Half our audience doesn't get that reference. William Shatner and his daughter Melanie fought stage 4 cancer at the same time, but they're both now cancer-free and launching a health-related podcast together next week called No Time But Now. Gayle King is dismissing critics, basically saying, I don't care, from an unnamed publication who labeled her the worst-dressed celebrity at the World Cup final.
My outfit overall was boring and dowdy.
What?
Joining me on the list are Kylie Jenner, who was wearing a black outfit. They called that underwhelming. Blake Lively also made the list because she had way too much going on with her look. And model Winnie Harlow, I love this. She was deemed overboard, but she also made the best dress list, too.
Yeah, Gayle was wearing a white tank top and some gray unironed pants. Who cares? Glenn Powell will portray Yankee star Lou Gehrig in an untitled biopic. I am for this. I think he's perfect. There's no word on who will play Babe Ruth, though. Lego has partnered with Gillian Anderson, who played Dana Scully on The X-Files, to launch a 1,478-piece X-Files set featuring 8 minifigures, including Mulder, Scully, and a gray alien.
Personal log. No visible sender. Minimal packaging. You've got to be kidding me. Multiple components. Interlocking system. I don't remember you being so small. No one is going to believe this.
Yeah. So it's priced at $199.99. So $200. Lego Insiders will get early access on August 1st with general sales beginning August 4th. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone will return to theaters for its 25th anniversary with 12 minutes of bonus footage. BT dubs, today is Daniel Radcliffe's birthday. He's 37. And Tom Cruise will star in a Days of Thunder sequel. You shut your mouth when you're talking to me. Oh, I miss Robert Duvall. Tom Holland will, he started dance rehearsals for an upcoming Fred Astaire biopic. That is perfect. Who's going to be his Ginger Rogers? A Julie Andrews documentary is in the works at Disney Plus. And I got a dirt alert. So Elon Musk says he's going to use AI to make a, quote, historically accurate full-length movie of The Odyssey by the end of the year. Y'all, this is fiction. This is a work of fiction. Meanwhile, Christopher Nolan compares AI to a transparent Trojan horse made of glass. And there you go. That's the Daily Dust. And, you know, I have nothing else to add.
What can I say except you're welcome?